the other day I saw a porcupine. I felt sad for a moment, then I said to myself, it's just fine. Turtlenecks in the winter make me feel nice and cozy. I don't walk very fast, most people say that I just mosey. It's Thursday night, it's time to talk some shit.
Shit!
There we go.
Oh, that's where we needed helicopter.
Oh, helicopter and
oh, no.
G.
No, bells, bells.
Bells? Bells. You like that? Bells. Or just like a laser beam?
Pew, pew, pew.
Everybody loves a laser beam.
Well,
Remix!
Zuzuela? Anyway, tonight is Thursday, as that song just announced.
Mm.
That means it's time for your favorite group of people. The three is the funniest crew.
Three's the funniest number.
You know, you can go in post and actually add those effects. And since you're the producer, that's your job, Doc in the Corner.
Think about what you've done.
I'm Jan.
I'm Scott.
Ryan, you're Doc in the Corner. Whip, whip, whip. No,
sorry. My name's Aaron.
Aaron is very bundled up right now, and I think that's amazing.
I got my booster shot, and I didn't really have any side effects from the other two, but I don't feel so great today.
Oh, that's not good.
You also did spend the night sleeping on the ground.
I did go camping.
Ooh, in the cold.
It was delightful.
Did you actually blow up your air mattress?
Blew up their air mattresses. Very comfortable. Learned that maybe we need a little sleeping pad for the dog because I just ended up giving her the bottom half of my air mattress because otherwise she wouldn't lay down. But then she kept my legs warm.
Oh, well, that's nice.
So it worked out. And then we were awoken by coyotes everywhere.
That's so cool.
It was
very
cool and very creepy.
Were they just receiving Acme shipments the entire time you were out there?
Well, we did talk about, like, what are they saying to each other? I also don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know what an Acme shipment is. I'm just going to come right out and say it.
Remember the Wile E. Coyote constantly using Acme products to try to catch said roadrunner?
Got it. Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
The question we had was, are coyotes nocturnal? So were these coyotes all saying good morning to each other or good night to each other?
I don't know the answer to that.
Nocturnal, I think.
It seems like they seem like nocturnal. I mean, they howl at the moon, right?
They howl to tell each other where they are.
I do know that they howl at sunset. Like, that's a thing.
But I've definitely seen them in the day. I mean, like, just 2 weeks ago, I was driving home and I saw three of them walk across the street.
Yep. They are generally nocturnal and seldom seen.
Well, that's awesome.
But I saw three of them. Because that's the funniest amount of coyotes you can see.
Obviously.
What is a group of coyotes called?
Pack?
Acme.
I would guess a pack.
Looney Tunes.
A crustle
of coyotes.
Oh, remember the Fluffle of bunnies?
Good. Now that Fluffle exists, anything can... A crustle, we'll call it. Ryan's looking that up right now. We're hearing the keys.
He's got himself that little nook. I guess that's the corner he's always been talking about.
Man, that's that.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I like this.
What is it?
It's a band.
Ooh, oh! A band of coyotes.
A band of coyotes.
We're just a band.
That's very cool.
I hate that band of horses. They suck.
They're extremely boring.
Very boring.
Yeah, isn't that just called a... I don't know what a group of horses are called now.
I feel the same way about the band Lord Huron. We went and saw them at the Fox, and about three songs in, I was like, it's like I could go now. It's almost like... It's like musical chamomile. That kind of music to me.
I definitely like them, but just for chilling.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like to, like, deeply listen to them.
It ain't
like
worth $60. I'll tell you that.
Fair enough.
You know who would have been worth $60? Rival Sons.
Rival Sons are playing currently
now.
In
At
San Francisco.
At the Warfield.
And just didn't pull the trigger. Because I care about the listening audience.
Yep.
And I was going to be here, No.
Rain or shine.
Or Rancid, because I missed for Rancid. I missed this to go to Rancid.
Yeah, you've missed a couple.
We've all missed a couple. Yeah. Except for Ryan. Has Ryan ever missed an episode?
Yeah, you and I actually recorded once, just the two of us.
Oh, yeah, when they were in Belize.
No, it was weird that Jan didn't come.
This was the year before. Nope.
To Belize?
Mm-hmm.
He had talked about wanting to go.
I know, that's what I heard.
He just became an asshole.
Yeah. I'm still trying to make it up to myself to go on a vacation. Right now, trying to decide whether or not to pull the trigger on flying up to Oregon again, because I absolutely loved it up there the last time I went, and this time the idea is to go to a couple wineries, explore the town a little bit more, and then I think my friend's trying to get me to move up there.
Wow, that's a big end to that. We'll see some wineries, check out the town, possibly move. Real estate is very cheap up there. Comparatively. There's no sales tax.
I think it depends on where you're talking about.
It does depend on where you go.
Yeah, I mean, it's relatively less expensive. It's about 20% less than here.
Moving to New York City is cheaper than living here. I've seen it.
What?
Yeah. I moved to the only place more expensive than New York City in this fucking country. You guys, I love the fact that I moved here. I'm just going to come right in just fucking guns blazing. I read some things earlier today that made me think of y'all, I would like to bring these up. And I want to start it with a question. Two-part questions. First, what's the weirdest thing you've ever swallowed?
Like, intentionally?
Yeah, or unintentionally. Have you ever had a situation in your life where, then that's going to hurt when it passes?
No.
Yes.
Okay. See, I knew somebody would be like, oh, I had a weird... Okay.
Oh, you want me to tell it now?
Well,
yeah, that's the whole point of the question.
I swallowed a chunk of glass.
Oh.
Ew.
Yeah. But
not like as part of one of those shows in Vegas where you're like, watch me eat this light bulb.
Somebody tapped my beard.
Yeah, didn't know that Ryan's former side job.
Somebody tapped my beer. I put my finger on it and was like, gonna just cop out. And then I said, fuck it, I'm gonna just chug it. And when I chugged it and let go, there was a chunk of glass missing. And I was like, well, that's gonna hurt coming out.
Oh, jeez.
I think I wrapped it in quality poop and it just passed without issue.
Okay.
Now, the second part is tummy troubles, because everybody's had tummy troubles, and we've heard your horrible adventure. But what's the word? Like, have you ever gone to the hospital because of abdominal pain, other than Ryan?
I have not. And I'll eat just about anything that's supposed to be eaten. Or at least somebody says that they normally eat it. For lunch today, I had intestine tacos.
Because why not?
Because I like them.
Tripas.
And then, the other day I had...
lengua.
And that's like inception of... if you're just eating intestines, it's right. Inception of... You're just putting it right back where it came from.
I mean, I've eaten fish eyes. Those are fun.
feel that popping in my mouth and just be like, nope.
Yeah, just lots of weird... I eat lots of weird things, so, that question...
I don't think eating weird things connects to having stomach issues.
Yeah.
Because, speaking of intestines, I've had my large intestines incarcerated before.
What's that mean?
Does that mean that
they went
just,
to jail?
That's what I was going to say. Just the intestines were in prison.
Just the intestines. Hernia. It's like a weak spot in your muscles, and the organ sac kind of will push fluid or stuff through. Mm-hmm. My intestines got through and started to get tangled, and it's excruciating. And I woke up in the middle of the night in excruciating pain, and I was like, fuck, that's right where my hernia is. And I went to the ER.
How many times have you been to the ER?
This man lives in the fucking ER.
But I don't go.
He hasn't been since he met me.
Yeah, fuck you. Wait till that fucking bomb goes
off.
Oh
no, when you drop that machete on your foot.
I didn't go to the ER. I went to
urgent care?
Yeah.
That's the same.
It's like ER Junior. Like
it wasn't even a hot hospital. It was like occupational health.
You went to an emergency doctor that was in a room. Therefore, it was the emergency room.
Whatever.
It was the urgent room, not the emergency room.
Okay. So when you went in, you got the x-rays, like, they were like, no, oh, shit. Okay.
It was just like, oh, yeah, I know what this is. And he literally massaged me, and my intestines slid back in. Like, I could feel...
I'm gonna be sick. Move.
That's like that fucking weird massage you like, though, right? No, where I didn't something like it. Weird it was happens. Terrible. Okay, you hated
the pelvic massage. Is that?
No, it's when they massage your psoas through your stomach.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh man.
That's terrible.
Psoas to make you hype.
Now the point of this exercise is to cause pain.
Okay.
Okay, tell us your story.
Oh yeah. Okay. So. On that, I was going to go on with the x-rays. I was just like, oh, shit, they did the x-rays of you. And they found, oh, it's totally natural, this whole thing. Because I read about a man in China who swallowed his toothbrush whilst brushing his teeth.
How the fuck do you do that deep throat daisy?
Sleeping. Now, you're good with math. What's 15 centimeters? Give me something in inches for that, because I'm American.
15, that's less than half an inch, isn't it?
It's millimeters, you're thinking, right?
Oh, centimeters.
Centimeters.
Oh, God.
So we're talking like a 4-inch-long, 5-inch-long toothbrush.
Yeah, it's like 3 or 4 inches long.
This man was just going through his regular routine and was groggier than most mornings. Somehow or another, forced it down, started going through his throat. He reaches down to try to stop it and pushed it further down. Swallows his toothbrush.
Oh, no.
Goes to the ER. They perform an emergency surgery to remove that motherfucker. So that's pretty weird, right?
Yeah.
That's actually maybe the weirdest, except not. There's this other guy that I read about in Lithuania who went into the ER because he was having abdominal pain. They do all these x-rays, and then later he admits to eating, over the course of a few days, about 1 kilogram of nails.
These medical those people just like eat toilet paper or their hair.
Just what? Metal nails that and eat, screws.
That you eat weird shit show.
I think it's the disease, the disorder's called pica.
Yeah.
Where or you pica? Actually eat weird shit?
Yeah, it's either pica or pica.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and blades. Oh.
Oh, man.
He also ate like razor blades. That's terrible.
Dogs often have that.
Weird.
And then sometimes people have to muzzle their dogs because they'll eat anything.
Mm. Do you think he's like a dog, this guy?
No.
My favorite, though.
I guess to say it's pica, P-I-C-A. I don't have a pronunciation on here.
Okay.
Pica. That's when you just eat random shit.
I just
had
the one
shit.
Where the girl ate her hair. It was disgusting.
Yeah, you're not supposed to eat hair.
No.
Well, you're not supposed to eat nails and screws.
No, not at all.
It's like I tell Johnny Cash all the time. Don't eat things that aren't food.
Right? And you can totally reason with a dog.
This is why you have diarrhea. That's what I say to her, too.
My favorite is this one. Guy goes in, abdominal pain. Man, it's the worst. This dude is Egyptian. He had to go emergency surgery because 6 months prior, he swallowed a cell phone.
What?
For 6 months, this man was walking around with a cell phone. And here's the best part. When they pulled it out of him, it was wrapped in plastic.
Yeah, he was like...
He did it intentionally because this man was incarcerated, which goes back to his story. This man swallowed a cell phone to go into prison, and it never passed. He was going to be Johnny Calls-a-Lot, and it never... worked its way out, and then it just got worse and worse.
Do you think he could feel it vibrating for a while?
Ooh, I bet that. Ooh,
before
right
it like ran out of batteries.
It off before he swallowed it, so that he can just turn it on when
that would
he needed
be,
to.
Yeah, fucking crazy.
That's giving that guy a lot of credit that I don't know if he deserves.
I mean, he was smart enough to bag it.
Fair.
Otherwise, he would have died.
Yeah, so I read those weird oddities of people swallowing weird shit. My favorite is the cell phone, because I, too, just assume it was on and would vibrate around his prostate area. And he would almost get excited about
it. Yeah, give him a little thrill. He was like, this was a great plan.
Or like, maybe he did leave it on, and then he was planning to go and make a phone call from the phone booth to his cell phone. So it was,
I do think that he thought he was the smartest man ever. I'm going to swallow this, and I'm going to shit it out in my cell, and then I'm putting hits out on motherfuckers, and it just never passed. Where's the drill bit when you need it? Am I right? Yeah. So those are some fun things that I read today.
So Erin also brought something to my recollection, because she told me that she got her booster shot.
Mm-hmm.
And it reminded me of a story I read a while back, which I had to look up while we were doing this earlier, about what's going on in Bucharest.
Mm.
So in Bucharest, at quite specifically the Braun Castle, if you're a fan of horror movies, mm-hmm. you may know of a famous vampire named Dracula, who is legend to have come from there.
Count Dracula?
That guy. So, they're giving away Pfizer shots at Braun Castle, and a tour of the castle, so you can get, like, your like, injection shots to mimic the whole bite thing.
That's pretty cool.
Still in your arm. But you get a free tour of the castle if you get your Pfizer shot there, and it's still free. So it's just free everything Dracula's Castle right now in Bucharest.
Now, what's a plane ticket to Bucharest? Because that sounds very intriguing to me.
I don't know. I didn't look up that. I could. I got Priceline on my phone.
Now, when you said Bucharest, I heard Boca Raton, and that's very different.
No, that's Florida.
Yeah, I'm not going to Florida to get my booster shot.
That would be the scariest.
Who knows what they're putting in me in Florida.
I mean, or just going to Florida.
I'm going to come right out and say it. I've been to Seaside, Florida in the Panhandle, and it's lovely. Beautiful white sands.
I'm really into Key West. The Keys, delightful.
I thought you were going to say beautiful white people.
It's beautiful white people, Confederate flags everywhere. I really belong. No, but white sand beaches, beautiful water. They got them sand snarks. I mean, it's good stuff.
No, my brother was here this week, and he travels a lot, and Jan was trying to plan a vacation. So Neil set him up with some website. Can you tell us about this?
Yeah, I don't remember the name of it. It's still on my computer, but it just scrubs all the deal sites to find the lowest prices of anywhere, because they're just going to refer you there.
Hmm.
I was looking around for stuff within the next week. I wanted to travel immediately for low prices. And I found this one ticket to Aranjestad. Round trip, $356. I'm like, I don't know where Aranjestad is.
That sounds like there's...
I've never heard of that place, like, yeah.
Mass graves.
Yeah. It has very good COVID safety.
And it turns out that it's just the airport in Aruba.
Oh.
So
do that.
Round trip to Aruba, $356.
That seems great.
I think I might be going.
Yeah.
I'm reminded of a story. When I lived in New York, I was on the train. It was like 14 people that worked at the comedy club, and we were like taking the train down to go to Gramercy Park to try to promote this comedy club. And this one dude was talking about the trip that he wanted to take to Thailand. And he felt like it was very suspicious. And he was like, I don't know. I haven't gotten any kind of confirmations back, but I sent the money. And we're just like, well, who'd you book it through? Like, that's weird. This is like early on in the internet. And the dude goes, Gorilla Air. And all the strangers around us started cracking up laughing. And so there was just this whole train of people just cracking up laughing at him. Like, you just gave your money to Gorilla Air. And he was very sincere about it. Just fucking killed me. Gorilla Air. What? Just strange. It was the highlight of the N train that day. It was so funny.
Never heard of
him. I've never heard of Gorilla Air.
Did he go to Thailand?
I don't know what happened to him. He stopped coming to work. Something could have happened.
He's still in Thailand.
I like to think that he got rerouted to Boca Raton.
Or Aruba.
There's Air Gorilla.
That's what it was. Oh. It was Air Gorilla. That makes much more sense. I have not.
Gorilla
heard
Air is a joke, but Air Gorilla. Where do they go?
Since 2001?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. That makes like sense, date-wise.
They're a booking company.
So okay. It's like any of the other bullshit, like Trivago, Priceline.
Yeah, Gecko Geico's.
southwest.com.
What's the shadiest travel you've ever booked and did it or did it not work out?
It's a good question. Good question.
Can I say something that's similar to that, but not? The shadiest travel I used to sell?
Dirtbag, let's do it.
So, you know, I've had lots and lots of jobs.
No.
One of the jobs was door-to-door promotion sales to the Lady Luck Casino in Las Vegas. And I would go into people's businesses and, hey, you know, would you like to send your top salesperson or whatever on a reward? And it's only $50. You can give them a 3-day, 2-night stay at the Lady Luck Casino in Las Vegas, and they'll get all these coupons for things to do. I never knew if anyone ever did it.
Did you sell it?
I sold lots of them.
Was it really just $50?
It was $50.
And it actually paid for everything.
No, it didn't pay the you know that
the airfare, the hotel.
The airfare, no, it didn't pay for the reservation fees, which is almost as much as the stay sometimes. But it paid for the actual hotel fees.
Well, that doesn't sound shady.
It sounded shady to me because I was walking into places going, "Hey, do you want to go to this?"
No, what you did was shady, but the deal itself wasn't shady.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, realistically, it would have been $50 if they stayed there or through us or not, but... But it felt shady selling it.
I feel like the shadiest thing that I've been a part of with travel happened in El Salvador.
No.
And it wasn't even necessarily shady. It was just like, I'm in a place that I don't know how to operate things. And it was basically going to that little town, paying a guide, going on this hike, seeing dudes in groups with machetes just to make sure you had a guide, then went to the cliffs to do the dive, and it was all fucking fantastic.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things where, like, if we didn't know Neil, would we have known to pay the fucking guides, and then we just would have been some fucking Americans wandering around in this wilderness being dealt with?
No, then we just by would have MS-13. Paid a guide a lot.
Yeah. So that, to me, that was just a little bit like, whoa, this is for real.
Yeah, that always concerns me. Well, no, it doesn't concern me. Like, it just leaves me a little cautious anytime I'm in an area where they're like, yes, you must hire this guide. This is how to tell them what you want to pay. Like, if you have to, like, go through the lessons of how to tell someone what you're going to pay beforehand. Like, the taxi cabs in Thailand, you negotiate your price before you get in the cab.
Nice. That's the way it is when you get in.
A lot of places, yeah.
Yeah, like even when you get in the, quote, I don't know what you would call them now, gypsy cabs in New York, it's the same thing where you just go and be like,
that's what you do too.
I'm trying to go here, this is what I'll pay.
Yeah.
Or, yeah.
And that was like...
$27 says you get me cross town. All right, cool.
Make it snappy. No, that shit in El Salvador was fucking awesome, though. Funny, like, bookends to that, though, with me. Because I had Ryan's Revenge. This is what we called the bubble guts that most people on the trip got. Because it was Ryan's Revenge because he got it first. And so I had been stricken with Ryan's Revenge on the car ride to this little town to go to the cliffs. And I was sitting... No, Claire was sitting on my lap in the car.
There were like 8 of us in a tiny car.
In this tiny little car. And I had crazy bubble cuts. So I was just miserable the entire way. And then we finally get there and we're doing this hike. It's hot as shit. And we get down there and the whole time I'm just like, this is great, this is great. But then the entire hike back, I just knew I was going to shit myself. Like, I just knew it. And then also, remember, there was a whole thing where somebody threw a rock.
Yeah.
And then it was like, okay, they're throwing rocks. It's time to get the fuck out of here. Like,
wait, someone's throwing rocks at you?
Yeah. Yeah. Because where we went, there was like a whole passel of human beings. And they were all gang members. It was like their hangout. And then a dude threw a rock at Aaron, right? Mm-hmm. Aaron turns and was like, okay, so somebody just threw a rock. And there was this whole conversation about, we should probably go. And then Neil's like, yeah, don't say anything. Dude, like, it's time to go. So then I apparently was nervous, so my bowels were really a little bit sketch. And then on the hike back, I was like, okay, so now we're being kind. I feel like we're being run out of this place, and now I'm really going to diarrhea all over everybody. I never did, though.
You didn't.
And then the end of that was fucking fantastic, because...
We had the best pupusas.
They pulled the tables out in the middle of this fucking town square, like Main Street, and then we just had pupusas in the middle of the street.
And it was sunset.
And they let us come in and make pupusas. Like, they were so awesome.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
Yeah, it was really awesome into it.
Okay. And like, you made it from scratch? Like, did you get to mix the masa?
No, they already had the masa.
Okay.
They had the masa.
You just put them on the grill. And
it was still...
filled them and stuff.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was awesome.
It was fun.
Really, really cool day.
It seems like it might be fun.
Ryan's Revenge was no joke, man. That was a good 24 hours of, I hope I make it through this. Did you ever get Ryan's Revenge?
No.
Oh, man, it hit me hard.
I guess I'm glad I didn't go.
That's also where the San Antonio Spurs were conceived, the synchronized swimming team that myself, Jonathan, and Abby are on. And man, it was killer. We worked for hours on a routine.
That was 7 seconds long.
That was 7 seconds long, and we were so proud of ourselves just in this pool working so hard. And then there was like side room fucking dealings trying to put together another fucking synchronized team that was gonna best us. But the trick was, we never got out of the pool. You can't practice if you're not in the pool. So that's how you win. You just never leave the poo. Anyway, so that's you. What was the shadiest?
I don't know. I've had many a shady traveling experience. I'm often the only person who speaks Spanish.
Mm.
And then I am like, well, I think that maybe they're taking us here. We're going to find out. So one time when I was in Peru, we took a boat to this island on Lake Titicaca that we were going to spend the night on this island.
Sorry.
He's 11.
There's cartoons about it. Lake Titicaca, Lake Titicaca, Lake Titicaca. I mean, come on.
But it was like unclear the whole time, because it was like the boat was, you were supposed to do day trips, but I had read in some book that if you go and talk to this one person when you get there, you can spend the night. And so I was like, we want to go, and then we want to come back tomorrow. And then the guy said many words, and then gestured for us to get on the boat. So I was like, all right, everyone, we're going. And they were like, do we have somewhere to spend the night? Unclear.
Fantastic.
But we did it. It was great.
I feel like I don't really remember my second trip to Tijuana, and I do think I got into a cab at one point there, and that can't have been good, because I don't remember it.
Well, you're here now, so it couldn't have been that bad.
It wasn't that bad. But I remember it being sketchy.
I also had the one time where I was traveling by myself in Mexico and was going to a hotel that I'd found in Lonely Planet. And I, like, this, it was, like, twisty, turny little streets. And I found it and went in. I was like, this doesn't seem like the ad, but all right. And it was the sketchiest hotel I've ever stayed in.
Mm.
And then the next morning, I got up and walked around, and half a block farther was the hotel. These fuckers did this shit on purpose. It was, like, one letter different in the name.
Oh, man.
And they were like, we're just going to fuck with all these people who go to the nice hotel on Lonely Planet.
And pass us on the way. Oh, that's brilliant.
Yep. They got me. They were it was just
went
like,
in there and be like, this ain't right. I'm going to walk out.
It was concrete floors and walls. This metal door that my key to get in and out was a padlock. So I like padlocked myself in. Padlocked myself out. In the middle of the night, it was started flooding. And so then I'm like standing in the courtyard of this weird hotel while it's flooding, and there's this old American dude in like an Ebenezer Scrooge nightgown, like it was white, long sleeves all the way to the floor,
nightshirt.
Just telling me about he's traveling around Mexico and the government and the, you know, he was like all conspiracy theorist, and then he was like, we're best friends now. And then we just waited for the flooding to go down, went back to sleep.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Well, that's fun.
That was a good one.
And you survived. We all survived our crazy stuff. So cheers to that.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
I didn't.
You didn't survive?
No, I just didn't.
Well, it was a ghost ride.
Yeah.
You know what's funny, too, is that trip to El Salvador, like, when I came back, the first story I told people about how it was going to those cliffs. Like, that was that, because it's just, it was this amazing journey completely through doing that. It was cool. And then, like, I don't know, have you been to El Tunco? I mean, it's great. So I do talk about that a lot. You know what my big regret is? I didn't take you up. You were going to pay for me to go horseback riding on that beach in El Tunco. And I was like, no, nobody else wants to do it. And you're like, I'll just pay for it. And I was like, no, I don't want to do it by myself. And I really should have fucking just gotten on a horse.
Waving in the wind.
Just.
On a beach?
On a beach in El Salvador. And I was just like, no, I'm good.
Horseback riding is kind of meh to me, but horseback riding on a beach is kind of spectacular.
Dude, I fucking love horseback riding. For my 50th birthday, horseback riding.
You keep saying that. Let's do it tomorrow.
Do I keep pushing it off?
Yeah. Or you keep saying we're going to do it and then
It's because my wife doesn't want to do it. She's scared of horses.
But you can do things without her.
No, I can't. No, I totally... I always do. What are you talking about? Claire and I never see each other. I always do shit without
horses.
She's
here now. She's not.
Yeah. We always do shit away from... She doesn't like horses, though. Okay. She's not into horseback riding. It scares
Johnny
her.
Johnny Cash has a horse friend. They're the same color. And sometimes when they see each other, the horse friend licks Johnny Cash on the head.
Oh, that's really cute.
Very cute.
That's like a cute break.
A cute break.
Cute one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I like that.
It's a break.
I wish everyone could have seen that.
I didn't even see that.
Not doing that twice. Anyway, we'll be right back.
We're announcing a substitution.
We had a sub.
I was riding the bench hard.
Hellcat is
tagged out
to prep for her next event, and Antonio's in for the second half. And you know, I didn't mention it in the first half, but I think in the latter half of this segment, we're gonna have a visit from. Our good friend Rufus.
Oh, I heard he was around. Yeah, I did hear that.
He had a. He told me the other day that he wanted to share a recipe. You know that's his thing. And with Thanksgiving coming up, my guess. I mean, I don't know about you. My guess is going to be, the king of the Thanksgiving dinner, the turkey. What do you think he's going to be bringing us?
Well, I think it's definitely going to be a recipe from Mac and Cheese.
Mac and Cheese? like, Brian, what do you think?
Like, if I know Rufus at all,
I mean,
it's going to be Mac and Cheese.
In any direction he fucking wants.
I mean, he
usually
dessert.
Likes either his pork or cheese.
I don't know. He's again there.
Has a real strong affinity for pork and or cheese.
He was saying, though, you know, it was a classic Thanksgiving treat. Yeah,
I mean, now, it's Rufus, man. Like,
well, so
everything's a classic treat to everyone.
You're right.
And here's something that I'm curious about because, like, I'm from the South, and I don't know if people out here ever dealt with ambrosia salad, but I'd be curious to know if Rufus has a recipe for like a good, like, ambrosia salad situation. You know, with fucking cottage cheese and Jello dust. That's the way my grandma made it.
Cottage cheese.
I remember there being. Marshmallows in it.
It's like cottage cheese, orange Jello dust for some reason. It had to be orange. Marshmallows, and then like a fruit cocktail, like a can of fruit cocktail thrown in.
Right.
It's stirred up, and it seems ridiculous.
And shredded coconut too?
No, that's you're going too far.
That's what I thought. I'm not from the South.
No, you're an asshole, is what you are. Yeah, no, too far, bro.
Whoa.
Important piece of information before we get too far away from it.
apparently Aaron is, you know, feeling a little more of the booster shot.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So, like, you know, as listeners, you go out and get your booster shot, and you didn't have symptoms, you're going to have symptoms this time. Because it whooped my ass, yeah. And it's putting its foot in Aaron right now, so.
Yeah. Oh, bummer.
Yeah.
Because I know that I'm due soon.
Right? Yeah, I'm due soon. I haven't had my booster yet. I'm still wondering which one I get, because I had J&J, which means I just go a lethal cocktail of trying to figure out either Pfizer or Moderna.
I think you're allowed to mix and match now.
Yeah,
but I just don't know which one I want.
Get Pfizer.
Which one did you get? Works.
I have all Pfizer.
Well, then I don't want that, because it kicked your ass, so maybe I go Moderna, because it's a lighter touch.
But it's also kicking COVID's ass.
Pfizer?
Pfizer's the only one they've approved for kids. So I'm like, that's got to be the safest one.
It's actually the first one to be approved to make the cocktail with J&J, so I do go with Pfizer. Yeah,
oh,
okay.
There you go.
And it's also approved for kids. And I'm basically a kid.
And they spell their name with a P and an F.
And I love that.
Are we pronouncing it wrong?
It's Pfizer.
Pfizer.
Where's that from?
Pfizer.
That's just how they spell
it. Is it Scandinavian?
I know,
is it
German?
I don't know. You know, at one point I just realized this.
Pfizer, Kaiser. There's a lot of Germans in healthcare.
I actually...
That's Scheiser.
Yeah. American.
Oh, okay. No, I was saying Pfizer. Pfizer is...
an indigenous.
I think I used to do recruiting for them.
Their headquarters.
You must not have done very well. You think you did recruiting?
Well, I worked for a recruiting company that had lots and lots of clients.
Okay.
And I can't remember if I made a placement at Pfizer. I know I placed a lot of people at Yellow Pages. I feel really bad about that.
Fingerbook, man. You know.
It'll
get there.
And Enterprise Rent-A-Car, but I think I did one for Pfizer.
Were any of you ever exposed to that trick of ripping phone books?
Do it at where you start at one edge?
Yeah, like the way, it's the way you pinch it at the middle and then you can rip an entire phone book. It's fucking awesome.
I've seen people do it.
I used to do it in bars. We'd go out to, me and Dwight would go to the bars and be like, you know, I bet you drink I can rip this phone book in half. And like, no, I mean, well, you gotta do it, you gotta rip it from this way. And we're like, oh, yeah. Like, you know,
that's
spine vertical.
That's the way
vertical.
I was gonna do it.
And it's... We had like a fucking backseat full of phone books to drink free.
What was this in Santa Cruz?
No, this was in Hayward at the old Dirty Bird.
Oh shit.
Dude, you
walk into a roadhouse with a stack of phone books and drink for free that night.
That's fucking genius.
Dude, that's awesome. Have you ever done that?
No, but I used to have a bar trick to get myself lots of drinks.
Yeah. My number is 555.
Smack! Nope. So, here. That's good. I'm still in there.
Don't we have an email?
Sorry, listeners,
that's an inside joke.
No,
we don't have an email.
Email
No, we don't. No one's ever sent you an email.
In any case, when I was at
tricks to get free drinks.
Free drinks at the bar. I haven't been to a bar in days. But I used to go to this bar down in LA pretty much 3, 4, 5 nights a week. I said 3, 4, 5, didn't I?
Mm-hmm. Well, depends on the week.
6, 7, 8, 9, I was there a lot. And
5 days a week.
There was always different groups there, and you know, because I'm a regular, they want to talk to me. They're like, oh, and inevitably the question would always come up, what's your ethnicity?
I like this game.
Thus launched the game, Guess That Asian. And God, this game was so much fun because it was almost always white people who were wanting to show off how much they knew about the world.
Mm.
So I learned the names of so many Asian countries playing this game.
oh, this is amazing. So even if they did, if they said Chinese, you'd be like, nah, man, I'm...
No, they had three or four guesses. I would, depending on who was guessing, I would give them three or four guesses. So if you can guess them three, I'll buy you a drink. And if not, you'll buy me McAllen 18.
Ooh, nice.
Funny. And they're like, I'll play this game. And it was always like, Pacific Islands, you know, like...
Because you're a bigger guy.
But then it would go into Southeast Asia, and then it was just the most random country they could think of that was still technically in Asia. Anything ending in Stan.
Because none of those white people wanted to just come right out and say, Chinese.
None of them wanted to admit Chinese.
Because none of them wanted to appear...
Racist. So I never played... When I went out to Texas, I didn't play this game. This game was only played here in
California. Yeah, because in Texas, they got you Chinaman, right?
you want them Orientals.
No, I like... I
call you Chinaman.
Hold my beer, though. Oriental.
I did play the game in Austin, which, you know, it's essentially
it's
like different. California.
It's the California of Texas.
You, yeah. Sir, are about to owe me... a PBR and a shot of Jack Daniels, you Oriental.
What? No? What? Oh, that's right. Japan. You're a Japan.
You're a Japan.
God, that Oriental, that reminds me of when I was dating this girl in New York, Crystal, who is Korean. And I was talking to my mom. I got this new girlfriend. She's pretty cool. Her name is Crystal. She's like, oh, that, you know, because that's my sister's name. She's like, oh, that. So she already had this mental image. And I was like, oh, she's Korean. And my mom, without hesitation, goes, like Oriental? Well, that's the end of this conversation. Mom, Jesus Christ. But yes, Oriental. Now you owe Jan a drink.
I think I found a video of you giving your phone number at a bar. Can I play just the audio?
Yeah, sure. It's at a bar, right?
I'm pretty sure.
It's at a bar.
Yeah, well, there's an app. We'll skip that. It's for Pfizer, our sponsor.
We're not officially sponsored by Pfizer, but our sponsor, Pfizer.
Pfizer.
As far as I'm concerned, we are.
Pfizer.
Pfizer.
Now we're sponsored by Pfizer.
Oh, the Germans, right.
Hey, someone, pull up our email, by the way. There we go.
So you're in the bar, you're walking in, this song is playing.
That's not good. I love this shit with the marble rolling around.
It's out there. And then
the electric company? That, is that what that is?
Yeah. No, Sesame Street. The pinball.
Sesame Street.
The theme song to Pinball. Yeah.
Oh, dude, that's so funny.
Never to monetize this episode.
Yeah. I think we're going to be okay.
Right.
And then the slap comes because they don't believe you.
Mm-hmm. That's 12 digits, you motherfucker.
You're really cute. I love your phone number. It's 1234579.
That's me.
That's weird. I just got your text message like 3 minutes ago.
Do you use Google Messenger or whatever their messages app is?
Yeah.
It seems to only be with people who use it, which seems really counterintuitive because we should have the best connection.
Right. But it came as a text message and not through the app.
Delicious. Oh,
yeah.
That's the problem.
That is just fucking weird. Mm.
Okay.
Circles plus pink lemonade, cannabis.
What?
Word association.
Nice.
Doorknob.
No, that's what Jana's working on. Jan, was that your first time with ease?
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm just doing a three for free for ease.
Yeah.
The fucking app, you can't order on the app. You can just track your order on the app. You actually have to go online to do the order. But it's all the cannabis delivery you ever want. It just comes right to your fucking door.
Yeah.
And you can track it like you're getting goddamn Wendy's delivered. It's
awesome.
And you don't
have to smoke it with the delivery person to prove that you're not a cop.
That is... That's the best part. I miss those days, actually. No. I miss the shady motherfucker coming in my house and it being real bad weed and just being like, well, I guess we'll roll this up, man. Do you like horror movies? Because I'm watching Evil Dead for the 9th time today. Let's watch this. And then we produced a film together. I miss those days.
See? Wow. Those were the days.
So I proposed to Jan earlier during the break.
And I said yes.
My right. It is a yes. I'm like, I should just next time bring a bunch of weed that I legally purchased. But it's been sitting there because I also bought a bunch of papers.
That you legally purchased.
And I need to just dedicate, yes, some time to just roll a bunch of fucking joints.
Yeah.
So I'll just bring them, and we'll grind it, and we'll just roll them.
I mean, oh, Christmas is coming.
That's right. Great Christmas gifts.
We just like you get a little wrapper. Oh, I know what this is. And like, guess what? It's hemp wrapping paper. Just smoke right through it.
I'm really looking forward to the day that my daughter is at least 18. Because what I want to do is have like joint ornaments on the tree, but I can't do that. Yeah,
oh, that'd be really way funny, too young. Though.
Yeah, you gotta make sure you remove them from the tree before you try to smoke them, because you'll burn your house down. You ever seen a Christmas tree catch on fire? That shit is spectacular.
Yep, that's how Harold and Kumar in 3D starts.
Is it? They have a 3D movie?
Yeah, the third movie was, there was 3D segments.
I did not see that.
But it was a Christmas movie. It's awesome. I just rewatched it like 3 weeks ago. The movie's hilarious. And surprisingly, it's not like it's funnier than anything else, but it doesn't pander all the time. Sometimes it goes a step further than you think it will.
Okay.
Is it better than the second one?
Yeah, but I also don't think the second one was bad.
I never saw the second one. I just saw the first one, and then when the other ones came out, I was like, I already saw the first one.
It's just
going to be weed jokes.
They're...
Is what I thought, and I'm probably wrong.
But even the first one wasn't just weed jokes.
It wasn't.
You're really waiting just to see MPH.
I mean, really.
He does an entire musical number in this one.
Now, okay, see, now you're speaking all my languages, because you talked about a Christmas movie, and you talked about musicals. So I'm going to talk about
a film. I got one last one for you.
Okay.
One last aspect you're going to like. Okay. Claymation.
God damn it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's some of my favorite shit ever.
Because they did Claymation in the first one, too. Which is something you didn't expect when going in.
Truth. Truth. Now, I'm going to talk about a film that I think everybody should have already seen. And if you haven't, highest recommendation. It's a Christmas movie. It's a musical. And it's also a zombie movie. Called Anna and the Apocalypse. Shot in fucking Australia. It is amazing. It's wacky funny. The music is fantastic. The zombies are scary as shit.
You know what? You've told me about this before, and I was super excited about it. Then I forgot about it, and I haven't gotten back to that while re-listening to us. So.
It's really good.
Man.
I can't sing the praises of that movie enough. Anna and the Apocalypse.
Yeah. All right.
Fantastic. And it's three of my favorite fucking things.
Yeah.
Christmas, musicals, zombies.
Mailin.
She'll never find out.
She's probably sitting up in bed right now like that motherfucker.
One of the critiques, in a critique, they said it's Shaun of the Dead meets La La Land.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That sounds like two movies that are great.
Meets Miracle on 34th Street is what they left out of that, because it's also a Christmas movie, goddammit.
Right.
It's really, really good.
Is it R?
Rated?
Yeah.
Yes.
Cool. That means it's going to be really
fun. If it's a zombie movie and it's not rated R, it ain't a zombie movie.
Yeah, it's R rated because it's violent and there's all kinds of effing and jeffing. Man, they cuss. Ooh, they cuss.
Some good shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, what are we drinking?
Oh, tonight we're drinking something from the Drake's brewery and now distillery. We're drinking Mosswood barrel-aged American whiskey.
Drake makes whiskey.
Drake's has ventured off into whiskey.
Yeah. And this is a... And
apparently they have done the right thing.
Yeah, they make a couple others. They make an apple brandy barrel. They make a California sour ale barrel.
Ooh.
Barrel.
Barrel. And an espresso barrel.
Espresso.
So, this is from batch number 9. They're hand numbered. It's 46% by alcohol. Which is 92 proof.
Quite tasty.
Might need to slow down a little bit.
And here comes Friday morning.
Cheers to that.
I got shit to do tomorrow. Salud.
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 Yeah, do you... I felt like when I bought this, I had been thinking about how we started Three's the Funniest, which is sitting around, and I would just bring in whiskey
loaded,
every
talking
week.
Talking shit.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, let's try something completely new.
Completely different.
Off the beaten path, which is really getting hard because I've been buying lots of whiskey for a few years now. On top of that, I have to try to fill content on my other podcast, and I'm drinking alcohol there too. But I'm doing two at a time. This holy crap! I don't know what I'm gonna do. I don't know if you might
have a problem, man.
But I'm only taking little sips.
Too many podcasts is your problem.
Okay, that's my problem.
I'm finding it hard to surprise you with beers. Every time I think I found an interesting beer, you go, "Oh yeah, I bought that." God damn it! I say to myself.
But the thing is. You're trying too hard because if you just find the regular stuff that you usually get, I'm like, I've never tried that kind almost every time.
I know, because you go for interesting cans.
I just go for things that I've never heard of.
But yeah.
Yeah, interesting cans. And good artwork.
That Speedway fucking stout that you got the other night was
something else.
Speedway
stout. I got that at the Safeway on Bay Farm Island.
They have it at the small Safeway. I saw it the other day.
Oh, really? Like
it's an Imperial stout.
Stout, yeah, it's a stout.
12%. We didn't realize that until we made it through the first one.
And we're like, man, this is
dangerously good.
Good. And we're just chilling, kind of early too, waiting for them to go eat dinner.
Any hints of coffee?
No, okay. Not at all.
But that. That same genre, chocolatey.
Yeah, like a cream
that's definitely
stout.
I'll talk with those all day.
Yeah, it's
what
good
the name
shit.
Of the beer. Shit he just gave us tonight.
Oh.
Stout Sunday.
Hold that thought, I'll find it.
Pie in the Sky.
Pie in the Sky, I think it was. But yeah, like, I remember porters and stouts being big in the past, and now it's,
yeah,
you know,
porters.
Like
yeah.
I feel like we're kind of getting to the tail end of the IPA run.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's been saturated.
I think
this
sours
point.
Is
cool
coming next. Yeah. It seems like sours is coming.
Focus on sours.
Speaking of sours, so it's this Pie of the Tiger is what it's called by Full Circle Brewing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's part of the Hip Hop Puree series.
But this is
a winter cranberry pie sour.
It's really good.
Really good. And it's not too sour. I was talking about with sours, my problem is like sometimes it's too tart and it's like halfway through you got heartburn because it's just too much.
Yeah,
just
cranberry I feel would lean that way.
Dude, this shit is so good.
It's really good.
Yeah.
And it
so
comes
good.
From the makers
that,
of
that was
one of
question.
Scott my
Full
favorites,
circle,
breweries.
Yeah.
The ones that make the Creamzilla.
Mm-hmm. Creamzilla is fantastic.
Ooh, I don't even know
is
what
that,
the name
is. Is that spot local?
They are Full Circle Brewing in Fresno. Super far.
I'll support Fresno.
You know, so there's a slight hint of cow shit with every can you open.
Or women's prison.
Oh, man.
Are there women's prisons in Fresno?
No, like one town down.
Because you're going hard.
You want to talk about my favorite genre of film ever? Let's talk 70s women's prison fucking exploitation movies.
Caged Heat, Red Heat.
That is my other heat. Yeah, fucking Nazi women in prison explode. Like, whatever you want to call it. 70s fucking exploitation women's prison movies are the fucking shit.
And you know what? I knew that you loved this because...
I like weird cinema, Antonio.
Okay.
Claire came home yesterday and I was watching something called A Vampire Happening, and it's like this Hungarian film, this weird fucking vampire Hungarian film from the 70s. And she was like, I swear to God, every time I look up, there are boobs on the screen. I was like, yeah, 70s, vampire, European. It's everything I want to watch. Like, it's just like tits.
What the fuck?
Tits and weird. Like, I just love that shit, man. The 70s, man. That's where it's at. It's where it's at. I love terrible films.
Is that why you got attached to horror movies? Was because of the 70s and 80s horror films with just boobs?
It's a good genre.
No, I fell into that later. I got into horror movies because of Nightmare on Elm Street.
Okay.
When I was a kid. Because my sister rented the first one with her friends. They had a sleepover. She's 5 years older than me.
Oh,
and all of her friends, they were all cheerleaders.
Oh,
she was a cheerleader, so it was just like six fucking cheerleaders hanging out in my living room. I was 10, They were 15.
I was going to say, it sounds like the beginning of a porno until you said your age. And I was yeah. like, that's criminal.
And so I just wanted them to think that I was cool. Like, that's all I cared about was just, like, those girls think I'm cool. So I watched the movie with them, even though they told me you shouldn't watch this. And it scared the absolute shit out of me. And I embarrassed myself because I got so scared. Like, it was this whole thing. So then I watched.
Did you get a fear boner?
So then, no. I may have not gotten a boner at that point. But then I just made it my mission to not be scared anymore. So I watched it like 3 times the next day because I was like, I'm going to desensitize this. So next time these girls come over, I could be super fucking cool and not be scared. And so that really got me into it. Like, I started learning the nuances of horror movies and shit. And then I really started loving horror movies. Yeah. Because of that, because I wanted those cheerleaders to think I was cool.
I like that.
I mean, again, the snatch, making men do something, <Yeah. laughs> get skilled at something. I'm get good at this so that girls like me.
Yeah.
Snatch. Great film, though.
It's a good movie.
I was too young to realize that all you actually have to do is just start hitting a girl and then she likes you. Like, that doesn't happen until you're, like, 12.
And some guys just don't seem to light that up.
Some guys don't let that go. Yeah. Yeah, you know, you're 6th, 7th grade. Abusing the girl you like is how you show your love. You gotta outgrow that.
That's who shouldn't work at a women's prison. They may be out there.
Oh, 70s, different time, you understand?
Different times.
Different time.
all right, so I think my alarm's going off, and it's time to see if Rufus showed up. I'm gonna
Is he in the studio?
I'm gonna check, see if he's just hanging out
go to the green room.
The door.
Go
see. You know,
he's super polite. If he sees the on-air light, he's not coming in.
Let's open the
Isn't
door.
Isn't he delivering your E's?
Yeah,
he's your
check.
E's delivery man. Delivery man.
All right, Rufus, come on in. Don't be shy. It's not like
the
first time
like
here.
Why are you being shy, Rufus?
What's in that bag?
Yeah, put your bags down, Rufus.
What's in there?
You bring us some snacks?
Oh.
You brought a tin or something. Shake that tin.
Ooh, I was going to bring you all some snacks, but anyway.
So what the fuck's in the bag?
Don't worry about
Wait, actually, Rufus, have you
met we've never met. It? No.
I'll probably fail you. I probably fail you one time, because sometimes I start cooking them, and then just people show up, and then everybody eat, and I got to cook again, because I didn't eat while I was cooking, and then, you know, they got to make some more.
Hey, well, thank you, though.
So y'all told me to be here.
But, two days ago, we ran into each other, and you said you had a new recipe you were going to share with us. So, tell us, before you give us the recipe, tell us a little bit Thanksgiving dinner recipe that you have for us.
It's got pork and cheese.
Wait, really quickly. I'm sorry, I'm embarrassed. I went to the bathroom. We forgot to play him in with the steam song.
No, he goes out with it.
Okay.
He goes out with it.
My bad.
All right,
sorry.
Go ahead.
He's got a theme song.
So, Thanksgiving, Taikea? It's too typical, you know. I had a turkey recipe, and you know, they had a lot of gravy, a lot of butter, and it was gonna be good. But I'm a battle for Brian Hill, and we're gonna make a spippy soup.
Wait, Brian, are you okay with Rufus?
Man, he can try and make what the fuck he wants. Like, he's never going to recreate my split pea soup.
Your
like,
split pea soup. Shit. Ryan's split pea soup is fucking ridiculous.
It's pretty ridiculous.
Good.
So, Rufus, I hope you know what you're up against.
It has ham in it.
I mean, I told him everything he know about split peas.
Damn, okay, Rufus.
Who told him to include the yellow one? Because the yellow one is the color, it means flavor. See, okay. Most people, they don't even know about yellow split pea. They're yellow split pea. Like, you go to the store, you start looking at the green one, you see the yellow one, And you're supposed to get the yellow one now, and then I get the actual flavor, you know?
All right, well,
get a little extra flavor.
Now, I always thought, I'm sorry, Rufus, but I always thought that the yellow ones, like, I purposely haven't bought them because I thought that they weren't ripe yet. Is that, does that even make sense for a pea?
I think they're more ripe.
But I just always thought they were supposed to be green, don't so if they're not green.
I love split pea soup.
After, their color after
possibly?
Green, so they're more ripe, maybe.
Can we
so
have a cook-off between Ryan and Rufus?
The TV show... to tell you all the song.
Oh, Rufus, oh yeah, we're supposed to talk about your
science
show.
And show. Get the yellow bean.
All right, well, Rufus, before you give us your recipe, talk about your TV, your YouTube channel.
Oh, man, it's good food, it's fast food, but, like, you gotta make it, and you gonna enjoy it.
Okay, and it's called...
The producer chain name, I can't remember.
Okay, fine. All right,
it was Rufus Luffy Cheap Taste Cheap. But
I want to see that in writing. Rufus Luft, Rufus Lucius Tasty Treat. All in writing.
Don't make fun of my stuff, man.
I'm sorry. I just get excited when you're around. All right,
Rufus,
you ready
to lay down the recipe for us?
Look here, split pea soup, a fuck up rye split pea soup, you get yellow pea, you get green pea, put the pea in the pot, make sure them going, then you get some bacon, you get some pork, then you get some more pork, and then you get a little bit of lamb, throw that in another pot, make sure that shit starts sticking to the bottom of the pot, then you take your pea and your water, pour it in that pot, burn the browning off that motherfucker, put some vinegar in there, and then salt, and pepper the flavor, boom, split pea soup, just let it go until it's not smooth.
Oh my god, that was the fastest recipe I've ever heard.
Jesus Christ, did you hyperventilate just then? Like, that was amazing.
No one's offering you a chair.
I got excited because it tastes so goddamn good.
Rufus,
sit down. No one offered you a chair. Sit down. These toasts are terrible.
Yeah, you're sweating, man.
You want something to drink?
Your shit ain't gonna have shit on mine, man. But I don't know why you trying to talk shit. Like, it's fine. We even have different split peas, so
you can have your thick pea, your shit, and you gonna feed that to your friend, and then I gonna feed this to your friend, and y'all gonna never gonna eat that shit again. It's fine.
Jeez. Oh,
all this whole shit, man.
Ryan's starting to blush a little bit, Rufus. Like, lay off, man. He's starting to feel the pressure.
We're all friends here, man. We're all friends here.
He's going to get a feeling.
He did come in. Rufus came in a little hot tonight.
All right. Rufus, we appreciate you coming in. You want to send us out on anything?
For Thanksgiving, make sure you put the butter under the skin of your turkey. And it's going to be good.
What the fuck? That's a trick he learned from my dad. What do
you
do?
You didn't say cooking. You just said something real good with the turkey.
That's what
you
said.
Set your oven to zero, put some butter under the skin of the turkey, and just have at it.
You stuff it in that oven real good.
Don't preheat it. Shove that
you
shit
You never
in.
Use the word cook or bake or anything. You just said just shove butter in there. It'll make it all good.
Rufus, you're very fired up tonight.
My doctor said my cholesterol too high, and my blood sugar too high.
You got the diabetes?
And I ain't had no sugar all day. They tell me I can't have bread.
Oh, no.
They tell me I can't drink beer.
And gluten.
And, you know, and I can't have my chips. I'm a little frail. Need some fresh fries.
You're allowed
Okay, I'm going to go eat. Good luck, cause I don't know how 3 funny number went in for you motherfuckers.
Damn,
that's a really good fucking question.
Right out the back door.
Yeah. I guess that's it.
Did Rufus leave? Well, we gotta play him out.
He's still inside.
Oh, my theme song. Give me a snack. Cholesterol. My blood sugar too low. All right. I'm going.
Drink some water. Let me get my candy bar.
Yep. That was Rufus Lucius Jones.
Did they say Mountain Dew?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. He's apparently putting motherfuckers on diets can really reduce their ability to be social.
He seems like he's in worse shape than he has been in the past. Like, we actually need to worry about Rufus.
Hey, apparently he ain't salty because he can't have that shit because his blood fucked up. So, that motherfucker tanking right now. Trying to fight a motherfucker.
He came in like he just got caught trying to hotwire a car. Which is a ran in here as a smoke screen.
He didn't drop anything up. He just brought the bag and he took the bag.
But wait, so...
Was he your eavesdriver? He just shows up randomly and walks through your house?
At least he didn't leave and just leave a bag.
He's like a recipe Santa. That's some airport shit right there. He's a recipe Santa. Fucking
Timothy McVeigh my ass over some goddamn pea soup.
It didn't smell good, whatever was in there.
I'm good.
It's wait, true.
So you're going to make it?
Yellow peas. Now, Ryan, do you use the yellow peas? He taught you that?
He didn't teach me that shit. That's my own fucking idea.
Why does he think he taught you?
What is that?
Because he eats a lot of fucking food and makes a lot of food and thinks he came up with it.
Also, did you know that Rufus and Aaron dated before
she met
Ryan?
Yeah.
I don't think I knew that.
So it's like this whole fucking contentious...
What's the proximity? Where were they at?
Like, right before, right?
I'm assuming.
Was there any overlap?
I mean, with his fat.
Oh, damn. You wait till he walks out the door, dude.
You should have said that when he was here. You should have said that when he was here.
It's always real weird when Rufus shows up and Aaron is here. Like, it's really...
Yeah, it's a good show to bed.
Maybe that's why she went to bed. Wait, did she know, why are you inviting him over here? So she knew he was going to come, is that? That's why she
it
left.
She got tired.
She was COVID.
Rufus. She's been... They've recorded together in the past. I mean, like, look. Our producers say, you gotta have a guest. We gotta have a guest.
You gotta have a guest every now and then.
So, was he just like walking by in the corner? You're like, I know that guy.
We talked about him coming
in. Oh, you ran into him at the Bird, right?
He was a much more pleasant individual on other...
Yeah, the last couple times, he was very sweet.
Wait, was he there when you were ripping the phone books in half at the Bird?
I mean, I got him on that shit.
Yeah, there you go. Hey man, take a shot.
Ran into him earlier, and his producer and our producer, like, they're like best friends, so... You know,
it's worked out.
He's got his own podcast.
Yeah, he's got his own podcast. He's got his own.
He's got the YouTube channel.
I
feel bad because I made fun of his stutter, but I just thought like the captions for the show would have been really great with just the repeating T-T-T-T-T-T. I think it would have been really funny. I feel like I always hurt his feelings.
Yeah. Well, he's a sensitive dude.
He is.
He acts tough.
He's all right. He's all right. I don't know about that.
I'm not gonna be an asshole anymore.
Like he got.
I don't want to be an asshole anymore.
Amazing. Shout out. Nice.
I wanted to say, I'll take it though. I wanted to say, like, he was molested while he had pea soup the first time in his life, and he just dug deep. So now the word just stuffed the butter in is blazing in his mind for the worst reasons.
No. Also, I don't recommend his turkey recipe. You shouldn't just put butter under a turkey skin and eat it. You should cook
it. Eat it either. He didn't use the words eat.
What did he say? Good?
He said, and you'll have yourself a good turkey or something.
I'm gonna have to run that back later. What the fuck happened there?
You didn't say you're gonna cook it. You didn't say preheat the oven. You just said
put butter under the skin, throw it away, move on to split pea soup
with pork bacon and lamb.
That's intriguing.
That sounds really good.
Do you put lamb in yours?
Fuck no. Although it's tempting.
That sounds incredible. Actually,
if there was like little lamb meatballs floating.
He also said, put you some bacon, get you some pork, get you some pork. Get you some more pork. There were three kinds of pork.
He said that
after bacon.
Pork. After bacon. Four porks. And then a lamb.
Yeah. He's essentially Homer Simpson discovering that pork chops, bacon, and ham all come from the same animal.
pork belly, Spam, nachos. That's what I was envisioning.
I like the way
that sounds like a Rufus recipe.
Ooh. It's like a fat guy's fucking chili verde, really. It's just like just a little green from the peas, and then it's just a mountain of pork.
Doesn't sound bad.
So by the puerco, that's all it is. It's just, you can see there's eyeballs, there's a snout, just like a big ass pig. That sounds good.
I can't believe that he missed the beginning half of this, and he's still in tune with callbacks to the first half.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
It's amazing.
And Tony hosts the tube, man.
This is why he's the regular.
we talked about consuming eyeballs earlier in the first half, before you were tagged in. See, he takes his bench game serious.
Yeah.
Red the Pine.
He also knows the password to the cameras and is just watching at all times.
Yep. Apparently. It's 404. You don't have to hit enter, just 404.
555.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Those are the slaps. Yeah. 11, 12.
It's unfortunate, but I think we're out of time.
Oh, no.
Man, well, Rufus kind of consumed on airploading a lot of our time.
No, do we have a couple of seconds to play us out to Rufus's theme song? Like, yeah, just like continuing on with the song as we say our goodbyes. I'll play it at a low volume.
I was going to try to be like...
Okay, go for it. Go for it.
No, I can't.
No, but let's just talk, you know. Let's say our goodbyes, give out the emails.
All right, hey, y'all. If you want to hit up the Three's the Funniest team, you can do that at threesthefunniest@gmail.com or find us on the Insta at Three's the Funniest.
You'll see three posts, and they're boring.
Mm-hmm.
Someone else is going to take over here.
Eventually.
Someone will.
Eventually, we'll just get hacked by a loyal fan and everything will just be great.
It's going to be fantastic.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening, y'all. We love you.